So anyway, here we go. Now's the time to have a bit of peace and quiet. But a bit of happiness, laughter is always really, really helpful at the beginning of the meditation. Sometimes life is very heavy, very serious, and that means that we're already just low energy when we start meditation. Having a bit of joy, peace, safety, freedom, that makes us relax enough to let go and become peaceful. So first of all, sitting down as comfortably as you possibly can. And once you think you're comfortable, I say just think again. Let's be a bit more meticulous. First of all, your legs. How are your legs right now? It's like you're asking them, how are you doing down there, legs? Sometimes you make use of your legs, you abuse them, but do you really care about them? So now you look at them and say, legs, how are you? And when you ask a question, your mindfulness, your awareness goes to that part of the body. How are you doing? And if you listen for the answer, you'll find sometimes the legs say, I just need a slight adjustment. So asking a question focused on a particular place, a particular subject, it arouses mindfulness. You get answers back from your own body. But don't just ask a question and get an answer, just do something about it as well. Be kind. And then check your bottom. Your butt has to take a lot of pressure sitting still for half an hour. So make sure the bottom's comfortable. It's okay to fidget until you get to the best possible position. Then you check your back. As I said last week and say again, you stretch. I like stretching the back, and just like animals do, and then just feel the endorphins, whatever it is, going through your body when you stretch. It feels good, and then you can relax. Really aware of the body. In this particular case, just the back. So aware that I can find out if anything needs to be adjusted. I don't just assume that the last posture which I set meditation in is going to work today. But I feel, rather than be dogmatic and go on past experience, every moment's new. So I feel right now, what does my body need? And then check my hands. I usually like keeping my hands in my lap, but if you prefer on your knees, it's fine. Wherever your hands can be comfortable. And then checking the shoulders. I always spend a few moments with my shoulders because sometimes they do get tense. So learn how to let them go, let them relax. If you practice the awareness, it's not just being aware, it's noticing changes. How feelings in the shoulders, they get better, they get worse, they get tense, they get relaxed. You become aware of your bodily feelings. With awareness comes the possibility to tweak them, to move them this way and that way, so your body can truly relax. And once my shoulders feel relaxed, then I move up to my throat. People sometimes have irritations in the throat. Irritations, coughs, pain. In this type of meditation, we focus on those experiences. We get to know them. We also get to know what makes them worse, what makes them better. Mindfulness teaches us how to relax. And what you find is kindness. It's looking at that irritating part of your body. It's giving this beautiful kindness, lack of fear, safety, peace. And it relaxes by itself. And then I next go up to my face. If you're worried, anxious, angry, it shows on your face. So you learn how to relax your whole face, every muscle. The ones I can usually be aware of are the muscles around my eyes. Sometimes you feel tired, frustrated, it can be very tight around there. I can notice, I know the feeling of tightness around my eyes. And I know just from trial and error how to loosen that tightness, that tension. Because when I loosen the tightness, you also let go of the emotions, the fears, the wanting which created that tightness in the first place. By relaxing the body, you're relaxing a lot of the emotional problems. Relaxing to the max. I feel my body, head to toe, really nicely relaxed. And as I teach every week when I'm sitting here, now see if you can focus on a part of the body which is more irritating than other parts, a part which is painful, which is irritating or just unbalanced. You feel that part of your body. Feel it with your mind, know it, go into it. When you can get into the mindfulness of an irritating part of the body, then you'll notice it get worse and get better, more painful, less painful. You can learn how to relax an irritating part of your body, almost to the point where the pain, the irritation, vanishes. All the time you're aware, you're mindful, but you're also being kind. Letting this be, opening the door of your heart to this experience, this feeling. You'll find those are the things which relaxes irritations or pains. And once your body is relaxed enough, if you can, just this is what I do, I indulge for a minute or two into this beautiful feeling, the delight of a relaxed body. It feels good. It's joyful, it's just a feeling which if you wake up in the morning and you've got nowhere to go that day, you can just sleep in the cozy, warm bed. Feels good. You're relaxed. And then I move on to my emotional world, my mind. And in particular, those of you who've been here before, now we'll talk about the peace-o-meter, like a meter, a dial, which tells you how peaceful or how agitated you are. And to help, give it a number from 1 to 10. Average is 5, really peaceful is 1, really agitated is 10. This is just a trick to make you know, be aware of how peaceful, how agitated you are. And keep your focus, your awareness on that if you can. And see if you can notice that. Measure the needle on your piezometer go up and down. What makes it get more agitated? What makes it get more relaxed? You're learning from your own experience how to be peaceful. You're learning what creates agitation. It surprises you. It's not the sounds outside, it's how you react to those sounds. It's not how what you're experiencing right now. It's just wanting something more that causes you to be agitated. And simple things like kindness, opening the door of your heart to this moment with unconditional mindfulness. Things become quiet and still. Just being, not trying to get anything or go places. That creates the future. Not carrying all of the memories of the past. They're not allowed in this world, just like the shoes have to be left outside. Come in here, into the present. Just being free, enjoying the peace of now. If ever you need, so just be aware of your breathing. Remember, whatever comes up into mind, treat it as a friend. Just be with your breath. Breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. Breathing in kindness. Breathing in health. Breathing out fear. Breathing out all judgments and comparisons. Like taking the garbage out with your out-breath and bringing in only beautiful stuff in with your in-breath. Experiment. But always have a little bit of awareness on how peaceful and whether what you're doing makes you more peaceful or more agitated. I'm going to be quiet now until the meditation finishes.
So it's getting close to the end of this meditation period. Just check how you feel. Like a debriefing. What's it like? How comfortable is your body? And how peaceful is your mind? Now I'm going to ring the gong 3 times. Please wait until the 3rd ringing of the gong fades away. And then come out of the meditation with the 3rd ringing of the gong. Very good.